Oh. Well, guys, this podcast, this recording, is going to be called Quit Smoking Day. I bet you can hear the depth of tobacco impressions on my lungs. It's always been the case for me. I've never actually had real trouble breathing, apart from occasionally being close to blacking out. It's quite paranoia inducing. I thought the theme of this particular article is vast improvements in your day, even now. A recent post on Facebook. I've once experienced a day I'll always remember where I cannot actually remember what happened, but I wasn't having a good day and the evening just was amazing. Late afternoon. And I'm just kind of pushing to that today. I have got a feeling, a strong, powerful feeling, which I impart to you, whether you listen to this in the morning, early morning, or 1 minute to 12, forgive me, that your day, or remainder of it, is drastically improved. That's our hope, which I'd like to be in agreement with you in Jesus' name, whether you believe in him or not. For me, today has involved returning to my flat, always knowing that I'll be stuck there. I prized myself out, post some of the basics, ablutions, personal ablutions, let's say, and I'm now sat in the car. It's a day of intermittent sunshine. Libras, you have more of a involvement in the weather, according to Men in Black 3. I was delighted to find a cherry relentless drink in the car, which I prayed. I had a good hunch. I'd just been to the shop to get a couple, but it involved quite a steep left turn of the neck and head. And to actually view it was still there, which was quite actually great. I couldn't believe my eyes for a second. I want to just bring something to attention about vision and confusion. I feel that, especially stacking pizza boxes at work, that there must be some confusion in my midst, which I stamp out in the name of Jesus, because I should be using my eyes, like with pot washing, to check how many boxes I need. But I'm bringing the wrong size boxes and the wrong amount. And my father says to me, he said, that post a car crash is a car crash, sin is sin, that I needed glasses, which I'm kind of actually thinking right now, and praise the Lord, there's something to do to go and book an eye test again and get more glasses. Probably Ireland hop the opticians, though, because I got seen by someone other than Specsavers last time. And this time I'm going to seek out Specsavers themselves. I'm very wary of my debt at the shop, but I do give all praises because I have been managing to... They've been an absolute lifeline, if I'm going to be honest with you. Whether I go to the shop or not, I've still got a chronic opportunity to manage money ahead of me. Let's look at things in the right light, Jesus' name. With your podcasting, the actual nailing of an entire caffeinated drink is surely going to do you in. It's going to throw you off course. But we are all reminded that in him there is no condemnation. Basically what I'm saying is I don't sip drinks. I don't... that lead you to say then I don't smoke fags. But yeah, it is alarming smoking a whole cigarette within a minute. I'm quite a sensitive young man. This being said, just embrace it. I'll now share with you the coin termed gone in. I shall say no more. I'll leave people who know what that means, which is probably everyone, guessing. And anyway, I'm sat in my car in the car park. I've just been off the phone on this non-smoking day. My stop smoking date was today. First thing I did when I woke up in the morning was smoke a cigarette. I don't want to quit smoking enough, and because I enjoy writing, I believe somehow that I have to smoke to be able to write, just as much as eating and drinking and smoking. It's all part of the writing process, but I don't feel like writing at the moment, but at the latter part of this, where I continue from now on, kind of be one. Therefore, the title of this section, Psyching Up. I've challenged myself to do 2 pages of A4 because I'm writing a new book which is going to be in the same style and format as the originals began. A diary form, edited, cryptic, abstract. Be these works enigmatic also. I need some cherry red, I need a fag. Right. If I can impart any wisdom, it was always to be and remain so that you are the light in the world. I was once with one of our friends, I'm not mentioning any names, because the weather was bad, decided it was wise to get some whiskey. So, you know, if the weather's drab or the circumstances are dire, please be that light that shines in this world. You know, if you think about it, you got to be that light that shines bright. It's quite straightforward, really. I'm thinking I'm losing things to say now. The reality of what I'm doing now, recording a podcast, settles in. It's on my website. So I'm just sat in my car. It's nice because it's sort of like a greenhouse. I've got empty bottles of energy drink by me seated position. I'm wondering what to do with today. I'm wearing a lovely red jacket. I had an email from the movie guy, which delighted me at the time. Even now, I'm looking forward to how things progress, but it is important that I keep my independent flair and, you know, be able to write without knowing the fate of my works. And there's nothing worse than calling yourself a writer and talking about writing when you're not writing. So, I want to give myself permission to go on as well. Car's in good nick, I checked the oil. You know, we're doing okay, but I'm dithering. So let's try and wrap this up with a bit of poetry. Write about what you know. Write about, because I'm in a movie. I'm in a movie. That's not paranoid mental health talk. That's the fact that I might not be in a movie because I haven't started writing my journal, which I've tasked myself for 2 pages a day. So therefore, should it ever be turned into a movie, my writing, my day from today, God willing, if I write, will be included. I would like to put one question out there, which I'll probably put in the comments, which I will. How long, if you like what you're listening to, how long do you want to listen to it? For me, especially with the Fighter Pilot podcast, and being a delivery driver and wanting something to just tap into for a while, I like about 50 minutes to an hour. I don't have that sort of steam under this jacket. So let me save this. Bid you all the turning around of your days, day to day, into a great day. Jesus' name.